Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
You need to automate ASAP. What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about automation, delegation, making sure that you free up your schedule, which is different than productivity. I always talk about productivity and lifestyle design on Friday. But once we really understand what automation is and why you need to automate the majority of the tasks in your business, then you're gonna free up your time and be more productive with it. So let's get started. There's four things I wanna discuss today. By no means, these are the only things that you can automate. There's a ton of more things, but you know, I release an episode every single day, so stay tuned for more. And by the way, if you haven't subscribed already to the podcast, please subscribe, because not only we have Monday to Friday short episodes that we talk about mindset, motivation, we talk about delegation, we talk about management, we talk about sales, and the list goes on. But on Saturdays, we always have an amazing entrepreneur, any type of entrepreneur that shares stories about how they build big empires, 7, 8, or even 9-figure businesses, all right? So thing number one that you need to automate is sorting your email inbox. Now, as an entrepreneur, you have to be true to yourself. You cannot tell me that you don't have a cluttered inbox. I know for a fact that if you have a business right now, and you are a solopreneur, a freelancer, or you already even have 2-3 people working for you, you've gone to this point because you've been following a lot of people online, whether it's email lists that you are on and you get emails every so often, podcasts or anything else, really, courses that you've bought. Your email inbox at this point is probably pretty messy unless you already have it all sorted out. So the one thing that I want you to do is go into your Hotmail, Gmail, whatever you use, hopefully not Hotmail for your business, or maybe Office 365. But the idea is this: you want to select every single email that you get on a regular basis and create a folder for it. Or in Gmail, it's called a label. You can create this label or folder so that every single time that you get an email from this person or business, it goes automatically into the right label. And when you open your phone or you go into your desktop and go into your inbox, you already know exactly what you're looking at. All right. I don't want you to have just, free for all inbox where you don't even know where to start sometimes. Maybe you're looking for an important email, and as you're scrolling, there is a bunch of other stuff that it's not relevant. You think that's okay. Be like, well, I'm going to avoid these. But just the fact that you're reading even the title of the email and the subject line and the little text at the bottom, even by doing that for that one spare second, it slows you down. It takes you away from the state of flow that you need to be in order to operate at your maximum capacity. So organize your email. It takes only about an hour to an hour and a half to create the right labels, okay? Once you've done that, you're gonna have a lifetime of freedom from a cluttered inbox. Point number two, social media posts. I had a lot of people asking me, how do you create so much content? You're alone. First off, I'm not alone. I do have staff members that take care of uploading and doing a bunch of other things. But even if I was alone, I would definitely use a software like Buffer to get my posts organized and posted at the right time. It's very important for me because if I post twice a day on Instagram and then I post on YouTube and then I post on Facebook and then I post on LinkedIn, it can get pretty overwhelming, right? So what I do is I create the first post. I don't even design that. I have a staff member that designs the posts for me, the I write them and they put them onto a nice little design, like the infographics that I have on my Instagram account. And then they upload that information to Buffer. And from there, they simply just sit back and the software does everything else for us, right? Point number three, all bill payments. I'm very surprised that there's still people that go through paper bills and or even emails, and then they slowly then go on their own and get and try to get the payments done that way. This is gonna slow you down a lot. Have one credit card for your business, charge everything to that credit card automatically. Don't have paper bills come home. Don't have to go through every single invoice before paying it. And then once or twice a week or a month, sorry, we do on the 10th of every month and on the 25th of every month, we allocate about an hour and a half to 2 hours to go through the bills, okay, through our credit card statements. And we look at what we've paid. And if there's anything that we need to cancel, we do it then. But we don't go every single time that we receive a bill. We don't go and look at a bill and then go pay it, okay? Point number four is calendar bookings. This has changed my life because I own an agency and I have a lot of meetings, sales meetings. Then at the same time, I also have a podcast, which means I have to interview at least one person a week, right? Because I have my interview go out every Saturday. And the list goes on. There's so many other things that I do. I have my coaching clients that I have to call. So if I had to actually sit down and figure out through email when my sales calls need to be, you know, booked and my coaching calls need to be booked, I would go crazy. I would spend at least 4 hours a week trying to figure that out. I have Calendly. If you've never used it before, go check it out. Calendly is amazing because it helps you get your schedule in front of everyone that needs to book a time with you. They can go through their schedule, see when they're available, and book a time in your calendar. Super easy. I just get an email. It tells me that I have a call, a sales call, a coaching call, or an interview that I have to run, and that is it, guys. I have nothing else to do. This saves me at least 4 hours a week. There's a lot of more things that I do to save more time. We'll talk about that in the future. But for now, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.